Continuing with our preparation for Hajj and the extracts from the book Hajj by Ali Shariati, let us now look at his insights or extracts of his insight on the Kaaba. He says, the Kaaba is before you now, an enormous courtyard, and in the center, a hollow cube. Nothing more, but you suddenly tremble, wonder, amazement. Here there is no one, there is nothing, nothing to even see, an empty room, that is all. Suddenly, a doubt runs through you. Where is this? Where have I come? I understand a palace or the beauty of an artistic architect or temple. I understand a sacred magnificence and spiritual silence. I understand a tomb, the burial place of a great person, a prophet, an imam. But this? In the midst of an uncovered area, an empty room? No architecture, no art, no beauty, no inscription, no tile, no molding, not even the burial place of a prophet. There is nothing here. Suddenly you understand how good it is that no one is here. No phenomenon draws your attention. Suddenly you feel the Kaaba is a roof from which to ascend, to suddenly leave the Kaaba behind and open your wings. You sense eternity, that which you never since sensed in your divided life, that which you did not find in your world of relativities, that which you cannot feel, you can see here, absoluteness. Eternity, non-direction. Here is the place of the covenant, the meeting place of Allah, Ibrahim, Rasulullah, and people, and you. As long as you are absent here. You who are wearing the cloth of the people are the beloved of God. They are the family of God. This is the Bayt al-Atiq. Atiq comes from the root itq, meaning to free a slave. You're freed, a house which is free from private ownership, the reign of tyrants and rulers, no one has power over it. The Kaaba upon the earth, a secret of God in the universe. Pieces of dark stone which are cut from Mount Ajun near Mecca, laid down simply one upon another, without any special technique or art or decoration. A cube, that is all. Kaaba, why a cube? Why so simple? Without distinction or ornament. That is why you direct yourself to the Kaaba, because the Kaaba itself is directionless. The thoughts of a person cannot conceive of non-direction. Why? Whatever you imagine to be a mystery of his existence. Absolute non-direction of necessity, you assume a direction. How many directions are there? What form is contained in the directions of the cube? Its exact secret. The Kaaba, as he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, wherever you turn, there is the essence of God, there is the wajh, the face of God. It's because of this that inside the Kaaba, whatever direction you wish to face for the ritual prayer, you face him outside the Kaaba, whichever way you face him. What other form except the cube faces north, south, east or west, towards the earth or towards the heaven? The Kaaba faces all, faces none, everywhere and nowhere, all directions and yet no direction. That is the mystery of the Kaaba. And what is that short arched wall facing the Kaaba? It's Hijr of Ishmael. Hijr means a skirt. It resembles a skirt. The skirt of a dress of a woman. An Ethiopian woman. A black slave. A slave so humble that the other woman chose her to be her husband's consort. She was a woman who in human systems lacked every dignity, every honor. And then Allah united the mystery of her skirt with the mystery of his existence. This is the skirt of Hajra's dress, the skirt which nourished Ishmael. Here is Hajra's home. She's buried near the third pillar of the Kaaba. Not even a prophet is buried here. But here, there is a woman who is buried. There is only a small space between this arch and the house, and you can only pass through this space while circling the house. But circling around the Kaaba, the mystery of monotheism without circling around her skirt, is not accepted. It is not a Hajj. Her house, her grave, her skirt are part of the Tawaf. They are part annexed to the Kaaba. The noblest of his creatures, the human being, amongst them a woman, and amongst all a black woman, and amongst all a black slave woman. A black female slave of a woman, the most humiliated of his creatures, he placed besides himself, besides his house. The sensitivities of a human being in the age of liberation and humanism have not the power to bear the meaning of Hajra, of Hijra Ismail. And when you do the tawaf, can you see the imagination of a solar system? In the worldview of monotheism, Allah is the heart of the universe. He is the axis of existence. He is the center of the universe, which everything does tawaf around. And you in this system, whether in the Kaaba or the universe, are a particle. A particle in movement, and each movement in a place. You are a continuous movement. You enter the tawaf from the corner at Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone. It's here that you join the system of the universe. You join the people in the whirlpool of the masses. You vanish like a drop and you remain. You find your sphere. You begin your movement in the circuit of Allah, but in the course of the masses. Now you become a part of the order of creation. You've been located in the circuit of the system. You've entered the gravity of the sun of the universe. And like a star, you do tawaf around divinity. The Kaaba is the center of love. You are the point of a compass wandering in this circle. Hajra has taught us. You know, Allah orders her, take your nursing child, migrate from the city, land and cultivation, move to this frightening valley. A woman alone, a child alone, in the depths of a distant valley, in the midst of these dry, burned out stone mountains, where the stones are all solidified lava. But he has so commanded, he has so desired, trust in him, she trusted in him, absolute trust, that which intellect, reasoning and logic cannot understand. Life needs water, a child needs milk, a human being needs companion, a woman a guardian, a mother a supporter, alone a friend, and weak a helper. But love can replace all these non-availabilities. One can live with love if the spirit recognizes love. One can fight with empty hands if a mujahid is armed with love. And at the end of your seven tawaf circles, you leave the tawaf. Seven. It's not 6 plus 1. It means my tawaf around God, my self-sacrifice to the masses, is everlasting, is infinite. 7 recalls the creation of the universe. And then the 2 rakats of Salah in the station of Ibrahim, in Maqam Ibrahim. And what is Maqam Ibrahim? A piece of stone with 2 footprints. The footprints of Ibrahim. He stood upon this stone and laid the black stone of the Kaaba in place. He stood on the stone and built the Kaaba. It shakes you. This is the place where Ibrahim stood. It beats you, it pounds you, negates you, dissolves you, it belittles you. O friend, O beloved, O companion of my solitude, O confident of my sanctuary, my mysteries, bearer of my trust, my audience, goal of my creation, companion of my privacy. It calls. You stand there thinking of Ibrahim, the idol destroyer of the tribe of humankind from the home of Zar, the idol carver of his tribe. Step into the midst of the fire of tyranny, ignorance, in order to save yourself and humanity from the fire which is part of the destiny of each responsible human being, responsible for illumination and salvation. Allah, the God of monotheism, turns the fire of Nimrud into a red rose for those of Ibrahim. You will not be burnt, you will not turn into ashes. Think of Ibrahim here. Think of you as Ibrahim, sacrifice your Ismail with your own 2 hands. Place your knife at his throat in order to remove the knife from the throat of the masses who are continuously being slaughtered at the feet of palaces of power built from plundered treasures and at a threshold of deceiving, humiliating temples. Place the blade against the throat of your own Ismail so that you gain the power to take the blade away from the executioner. Live like Ibrahim. And when you end your prayer of tawaf, you go to do sa'i between the 2 mountains of Safa and Marwa. The sa'i is a search, is a struggle, a searching movement that has a purpose. You hurry, you run. While you did tawaf, you were in the role of Hajra and in the station as Ibrahim and Ismail. Now you are searching, again you're returning to the role of Hajra. She came as God had commanded, laid her child on the bed of a dry valley, dry, scorched, waterless. She had absolute trust. And God said, I will guarantee you your child, your life, your future and your needs. Hajra, manifestation of submission and obedience, great heroine of the faith of love, of the trust of love, you are under my care. In submission and obedience, she laid down her child in the middle of the valley. And then Hajra runs in the dry and burned out mountains surrounding Makkah in search of water. overwhelmed with the effort, movement, endeavor, aspiration, determination, and self-reliance. A woman, a lonely mother, without support, without shelter, without society, without a class, without a family or race, homeless, without hope yet hopeful, a captive, a stranger, exiled by hatred, rejected by the aristocratic system. Abased by people, a black slave woman with a child at her bosom, rejected, a wanderer in a strange desert, alone running over the high peaks of soundless mountains in search of water. Water, yes, water. Nothing supernatural, not love, not submission. The water of the spirit, spiritual water, drinking water. That's what she went for. This was a search. She does not sit beside the child as a pious person awaiting a miracle. She doesn't wait for a hand to descend from the unseen world to do something, or for a table to descend from heaven, or for a brook to flow from Jannah, or just trust to meet her needs. She leaves the child to love and immediately begins searching. And then she sees the child left to love. A humming, the sound of the footsteps of water, Zamzam, the overflowing sweet life-giving water from the depths of a stone. And the lesson? The lesson when you do sa'i is finding water through love and not through search, but only after searching. Reaching him not with just effort, O you who trust in love, endeavor as much as you can. Struggle, O you who have relied on love, O you who have absolute faith, absolute trust. 7 times, exactly as in the tawaf, but not in a circle. And at the end of the 7th endeavor or search upon the heights of Marwa, remove your ihram, cut a piece of hair, and put on the clothes of life. Free yourself and depart. Go towards your Ismail, alone and thirsty. Go towards Zamzam from the rock mountains of Marwa. Drink from it, wash yourself in it. Take from it, take some back to your land and offer it to your people. Inshallah, we will continue with the reflections from Hajj by Ali Shariati tomorrow. And this time we will look at Hajj al-Tamattu, the longer Hajj.